Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, there are many challenges that our children face and may even face more when it comes to using artificial intelligence. Well, in the previous episode, you made us clear that as parents, we must be very careful when our children are dealing with the artificial intelligence, we should be making it sure, we should be making them realize that this is something created by the human being, and eventually human being was not alone in creating this. He would have not been able to create this until and unless there was not the blessing of Allah with him, along with him. Well, now what are the more challenges when it comes to using AI when it comes to children?
Yes, so artificial intelligence and associated with it is machine learning. Machines are created and made in such a way that they can learn through the data that is provided to them, and they can become more advanced in their intelligence. But that intelligence is not equal to human intelligence. It is not equal to even human consciousness.
Okay.
The basic thing which separates human beings from any other, even animals, is the human consciousness.
Right.
Which still is today a mystery. There's been, for decades on, people have tried to explain that how consciousness, human awareness, that human beings know themselves. They have an existence in them, which is considered to be something separate from the body.
Right.
The brain, the mind is not the brain.
Right.
It's not separate in the sense that they're two different entities. We are not saying that they are two different things.
Right.
Yes, the brain and the mind are two things, but the mind cannot exist without the brain.
Right.
But the consciousness which is there's a challenge put forward by neuroscientists that we shall be able to determine how human consciousness arises out of the brain.
Right.
And how does matter change into that consciousness?
Right.
That is a challenge which has not been resolved, and it's not going to be resolved easily, because human consciousness is something unique.
Right.
It is God-given. It is divine. I'm not saying that tomorrow science will not be able to discover the relationship, but in any case, it will go to prove the uniqueness of the creation of mankind.
Right.
And it cannot lead to the point that we start negating the existence of God. So we need to inculcate in our children monotheism, faith, based on what we believe in, based on what we accept as eternal universal truths. So the basic challenge we face today for children especially, and for higher grown, even grown-ups, that people want to prove, look, if there's an artificial intelligence then, and there's machine learning, then machines can simulate human beings and human beings. So it could be possible that human beings came into existence without a God. No,
right.
That's not going to be able. We're not going to be able to prove that. So this is the basic challenge which has to be taken up by the parents themselves and children, make their children realize this is the most important point. Then, when it comes to the other thing, the morals, ethical issues of using artificial challenges has immense implications.
Right.
I mean, today the world is going to be taken over by artificial intelligence.
Right.
Once upon a time, we read books talking about fantasy worlds.
Right.
Then they were changed into movies. Yes, there's no doubt about it. Hollywood makes movies, science fiction movies, which turn out into reality in the future.
Right.
So, but again, when we watch those movies, when our children watch those movies, they should not be impressed
right.
by the fact that, yeah, tomorrow the machines are going to take over the world.
They should not live in the fantasy world. No. Let's keep our discussion here and we'll be back in a while.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're discussing a very important topic in terms of child upbringing, that is the children's access to AI. What are the challenges that the children face, the parents face while they're raising their children? And Professor, you said that there was a time when we used to read the fantasy stories in the books and then these stories were changed into the movies. And here, we should be very careful as parents that when they are watching these movies, they should not be carried away with these fantasies.
Exactly. Today, artificial intelligence is employed even in surgery. Robots are being made to even carry out very, very intricate types of surgeries.
Right.
Cars have been made by robots from many years ago.
Right.
Today, the world is coming up with buses without drivers.
Right.
And they're supposed to be safer than those driven by human beings. Tomorrow, airplanes will be even of such a type.
Right.
Even space travel will become maybe controlled by artificial intelligence and robots.
Right.
But again, it comes back to the point, number one, God is behind every creation. Number two, the values and principles that emanate from our religion and monotheistic perspective have to be employed by ourselves and our children. For example, when we go to an examination hall, our children goes and wants to carry out cheating,
mm-hmm.
which is a sort of corruption.
Unethical.
Now, previously we used to make children used to make small notes and, you know, hide them in their sleeves.
Right.
Now they are gadgets, electronic gadgets, where you can, you know, on there, maybe they can hide their iPhone in along with them, take it with them, and then they get the answers to the questions.
Right.
So these are unethical
uses
of technology.
And
technology. Is not itself, we cannot say technology is good or evil. It's the use of that technology which makes it good or evil.
Right, exactly.
Inherently, we can't say, because anything, any tool used by human beings, whether they are hard tools or soft tools, they are created by human beings for the benefit of mankind.
Right.
So they have to be used according to principles laid down by religion and ethics and morals. Why make an atomic bomb? The revolution leader of the revolution has made it haram to make an atomic bomb, make weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
So you start using your device for chatting with someone who you're not allowed to chat with.
Right. So parents here need to be very careful while raising their children. How do I deal with my child when it comes to use of technology? Because use is something that's going to shape his personality. Well, we'll keep our discussion here and we'll again deep dive into it after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Yeah, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Welcome back. I hope you are relaxed now, and we are here back to take a deep dive into our discussion of artificial intelligence when it comes to child upbringing. Professor Salman Nakavi is with us, and we are discussing the challenges that the parents face while they're raising their children when it comes to AI.
So principles, values have to be taken care of. They have to be inculcated in our children, and they have to be taught the use, the proper use, the ethical use of these devices and in this technology, and the improper uses.
Right.
For example, nowadays there's much talk about ChatGPT. Now, today you want to write a dissertation, you want to write a research paper. You just feed in some keywords and the ChatGPT will give you full...
It will generate for
generate you. The paper for you. Or maybe you want to design a course, and you will be able to ask ChatGPT to make the syllabus for you.
Or like in the past days when our children were asked in the schools or classes to create something new, to write an essay on your own, to generate a poem on your own, or to do something creative, especially the content making. So you are saying that ChatGPT or things like that, like AI bots, are making a hindrance in that creativity.
So I mean, it has its positives as it has its negatives. Sometimes you can, for example, of course, we must realize that ChatGPT is based on the information and data available already in the net. It's not creating new knowledge.
Right.
It's not creating something new, new theory or new whatever.
And that too may be outdated.
Yes,
well.
It may be outdated. So, number one, human beings have this innovation. They have this creativity, which has to be employed. The moment we started using calculators, our
ability
efficiency to work with numbers decreased and declined.
Right.
So if we part with these things and give it to machines to do, then we are disabling ourselves and decreasing our potential to acquire higher levels of and higher depths of knowledge.
Right.
So relying upon machines to do things which we should be doing on our own is something which is not correct. It amounts to, for example, like Noam Chomsky said, that this is a sort of plagiarism. You write a dissertation and you ask ChatGPT to write the dissertation and present it for your degree. Then you're not putting in the effort. So that becomes unethical. It's just like copy pasting from other sources and other books and the works of other people. And that is not allowed. That is not acceptable. That is not ethical. It is your effort. If you want to write a dissertation, you want to write a thesis, you have to create something. So our children should remember that they shouldn't be taking shortcuts.
Right.
They should not be trying to employ these things to avoid doing the hard labor that is required.
Right. So what we conclude from this discussion is that although artificial intelligence is keeping everything in our access, at our fingertips, but our children should not rely for their homework, for their creativity on the artificial intelligence. We as parents can tell them the stories of our prophets, of our imams. Like our prophet used to do hard labor. He was a shepherd, and our Imam Ali alayhi salam used to work in the gardens. So working hard is something that is required. That making efforts is something that gives the results in the Islamic way of life, and parents have to teach that to their children, even though technology progresses day by day. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.